Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour on www.bbsradio.com. I have some phone numbers for you. It's 1-877-876-5227. That's USA only. And then we have 1-888-815-9756, and that's USA and Canada. Tonight we're having a special guest on in a couple minutes. Her name is Dr. Valerie Olmsted, a great healer, and we're going to have a lot of fun this evening. We have some people that are going to be calling in, so we would love to talk to them and heal them, and also if we can talk to people that need some help and want to find out what's really going on, we're more than happy to help you with that. Valerie, are you there?
I am.
Hi, how you doing?
I am doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. How's everything out there in Arizona?
It's cold and rainy.
Yeah, it's cold and snowy here. You want to trade?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind as long as I don't have to go out in it.
Yeah. Gotcha. I was wondering, we were talking, Valerie and I were talking last night about healing and what's going on with the continent here and the continents all around the world, and we just feel as though we're not being told the truth, and it's so difficult to know the truth because nobody's putting in the papers. And we wanted to talk a little bit about, not long, but enough so people have an idea. We believe that, and what is happening as we speak, is that we have three... Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
It's me again.
Yes, hi. I have Dr. Valerie Olmsted on the phone, too, so we can actually help you.
I'm happy.
Wonderful. Bring us up to speed, honey, and then we can work on you. I've been working on you ever since we got on the phone about 15 minutes ago.
I'm feeling a huge sadness there.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my gosh, dear.
Yeah.
You've got to release that sadness.
Yeah. We were talking about that.
Wow. This is, oh, my God.
Yeah. What we need to do, I've been opening up her heart, and what we should be, or what she could be doing for herself is to be gentle with herself. She's,
yeah.
She's gotten married, and there's a lot of anger from her husband. Not to her, but with her, his family.
Yeah.
And she wasn't aware of that when she had gotten married. And it's bringing up a lot of... Well, you tell the story, honey.
See, I guess it's very hard for me to really understand. I guess in hindsight, I'm seeing what has happened to me. Mm-hmm. For some reason... This whole situation has triggered a past that was a very bad situation for me. 20 years ago, I was in an abusive, physically and mentally, every way possible. And after I got out of that, I must have just thought I was cured by just saying, I'm away from this. And that's good. And I lived my life, and 20 years after that, this is happening to me. And I've gotten really sick. They poked and prodded me from every direction because I started getting extreme stomach aches and nausea. Diagnosed with anxiety disorders, vertigo.
I was going to say, it's affected your thyroid.
Yeah.
I can feel that you're freezing. And, boy, I mean, this is pretty intense. First of all, you've got to let go of the fear.
Right.
You have got so much fear that you're going to be right in exactly the same situation. And it's only going to be the same if you give in to that fear.
Uh-huh.
So first of all, you've got to let go of the fear and to realize that everything happens in a spiral. And so what happens is you think you're done with it, but you're not done. You're up another level or two, but you're spiraling around. So you're back facing the same situation because you have to heal it. And even though it's with a different person, we keep facing the same things over and over again until we finally learn the lesson. One of the things you got to do is quit blaming yourself.
Right.
And actually, there's no blame for anybody. We all, you know, we all assist each other to go through these difficult things because it's where we have the greatest opportunity for growth. So first of all, stop blaming, okay? Don't blame yourself. Don't blame anybody else. Secondly, release it. I mean, really, totally release it. See the gift that's within the situation, because right now it's affected your health drastically. You could probably do with some thyroid medication until you get to this point where you're feeling more in balance, because right now your heart is in so much pain.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel that sorrow rolling off of you just, oh, my God. I mean, it's difficult to understand how you can be up and walking around feeling that.
I think one of the things she could do to really help herself would probably be to meditate.
Yeah,
and
the
meditate
meditation
on love.
Yeah, you've got to realize that just because this happened again does not mean that you're not lovable.
Right.
You know, the thing is that, like I said, we all have to face these things and learn from them and to go on. So look for the gift that's in the situation, even though it may be hard to find. Meditate on that. Meditate on what is the true message. And in a lot of times it can be just that, hey, I don't want to live life that way. And I don't mean that you can go and end it because you'd just be faced with it worse the next time through. It's more that, okay, I refuse to go through this anymore. You have to be totally done with it and get to that point deep within your being where you go, you know what, I'm done with that. I am totally done with it. I refuse to have anything else to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten all the lessons that I could get out of this, and I'm ready to go up to the next level. But you, in order to do that, sweetheart, you have to heal. You have to heal that whole situation. You have to forgive. You know, it's forgive the other people in your life that have brought you to this. Forgive yourself. Forgive the new people. You know, there has to be forgiveness all around in order to get past it and move up to the next level.
I think it's very important. Do you meditate at all?
I try to. I go in and out of things, but I guess when you're battling this pain or that pain, you kind of forget to.
Yeah, I think what I would do is take command of who you are, honey.
Uh-huh.
And sit down and meditate on love. Sit down and meditate on harmony. Let all the anger go. And just let go, honey, and be. Just be yourself. Feel yourself from within. And don't allow the outside forces to overrule your inside forces, which are really important to do. I don't think your husband means to anger you by his anger. I think what you need to do is maybe sit down and talk to him and tell him how bad this actually feels for you. I think it's very important. Does he know that? Have you talked to him about it?
I think he's starting to understand. He probably has different spiritual beliefs than I do, so it's tough.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I guess when he finds out that I'm going to a energy healer or trying to go that route, that I must be ailing, and I feel that this is the right direction for me. I truly feel that this is the right direction for me.
Right.
You know, I don't think it's going to take another doctor.
Well, I think it's very important if you've talked to him already. Is he a compassionate man?
He's a very loving being to the mm-hmm. level that he can understand, I think.
Yes. I think what I would do is sit down with him, write down what you would like to say to him, and see if it feels good for you. If it feels good for you, then it'll feel good for him because it's your truth.
Uh-huh.
Tell him the things that you need to tell him so he understands where you're coming from. I think you have done that, but I would definitely initiate that again and let him know by all means it's really starting to hurt the relationship and it's taking you to a point of where you were very controlled before. And I think what you need to do is explain that to him and let him know where you're coming from. And I think it's very, very important to do. That would be the starting place where I would begin.
All right.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is, like I said, you know, drop the blame. But the other thing is, you know, some people think that meditation means they have to sit in lotus position and you know, they have to keep the mind still and all that kind of stuff. Meditation
right.
really is just contemplation.
Right.
And it's a listening phase. You know, like when you pray, prayer is when you're actively speaking, and meditation is when you're listening for
yeah.
the answers. But it doesn't necessarily mean that your mind has to be completely blank. I would say in your case, it's going to be very difficult because you're kind of overwrought by what's going on. So what I would do instead is just concentrate on the center of your heart and on just being safe.
Mm-hmm.
Just see this brilliant blue light in the center of your heart and just kind of like float in there. And I call it the blue spark. But just see that blue spark in the center of your heart and just breathe that blue into you and out. And you can just kind of see, you know, darkness going out as you breathe out. And just continue to breathe that brilliant blue in. And what you're doing is you're breathing in God and you're
mm-hmm.
breathing out pain and suffering
mm-hmm.
and difficulties. And just float in that, you know, as much as you can. And just think about love. And what does love really mean? You know, contemplate that. Read about love and about forgiveness. One of the things I found has helped people a lot is if you really get into A Course in Miracles in that particular book and particularly read about love and forgiveness, and that will start working on it. It might take you a year.
Uh-huh.
You know, but if you devote time and effort to doing that and just concentrating on those two things, then you'll start the healing within, and really all you can do is work on you.
Uh-huh.
You know, and whatever he's going to do is his business, but you can work on.
Right, right. We were, as I was talking to her before, this young lady's calling from Hawaii, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. I was opening up her heart.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to do, as long as we're on the phone, I've connected with her heart, and I'm opening her up, and I asked her if she was feeling energy going through the top of her head, and she said yes. So what I want to do is start there and then just open up all the chakras again because she's really shut down.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a protective mode.
Yeah. So let's tune in just a minute and see what we can do to... Do you feel the energy going down to your feet already, dear?
Yes.
Good.
I feel it going through my legs. I felt it before you even started this by my shoulder area.
Good, honey. Was that happening on the phone before?
It went, I could feel some resignation from my heart and
good,
then to the back.
Good. Well, your heart's beaming right now. What I'm trying to do is the front of the heart is open. I just want to get the back of the heart open. Here we go. You should have a sense of well-being right now. Does that feel better to you?
Right when we hung up earlier, I was in a darkened room.
Right.
Shut windows. I
yes.
felt like I was suffocating.
Right.
I
now, my question to you
up.
Is right now, do you feel a sense of well-being right now?
Yes.
Good, honey.
A better being, I guess.
Good. Good. Very good. Do you feel better?
I'm feeling better.
Good. Do you feel more grounded?
I hope so. I've been like this for a while, trying to find my way back.
I think you're finding your way back now, so I think that's really important. You feel like you're becoming more grounded.
The other thing, too, is as you're walking around, don't look down, look up.
Uh-huh.
And the other thing is make sure that you're getting iodine in your diet.
Iodine,
yeah. You can get that from kelp. You get it from shellfish. You can go buy colloidal iodine, you know, this liquid. You put a couple drops in your water once a day. Because I'm feeling that that's part of the problem. You're shutting everything down. So let's open things back up and get back to a place of balance there,
yeah.
which is what all this energetic stuff is about.
Yep.
What about you said that I need to check my thyroid?
Yeah. Yeah, what I'm feeling is feels like your thyroid's really off balance, and that can be very simply taken care of with iodine. See if you feel better taking some iodine.
Okay.
Because one of the things that happens when you get into depression and anger is that it shuts down your thyroid, in that it causes you to produce reverse thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like aspartame is, you know, it's identical. Aspartame is identical to sugar, except it's a mirror image and can't be used in your body, which is one of the problems. You do the same thing with your thyroid. So when you take a normal thyroid test, it will show that everything's in balance and everything's fine, but you have hypothyroid symptoms, and that's because you're producing reverse T3. But the only way you can find that out for sure is by taking your temperature. If your temperature is consistently below 98.6, and it could even be like, you know, 98.5, and it's a problem.
Uh-huh.
So if it's consistently below 98.6, and you take it four times a day, you know, first thing in the morning and every 3 hours after for a total of four times, if it's consistently below, then you know that you are most likely producing reverse T3. And the reason I'm telling you about this is because I got ice cold the minute you started talking. In fact, I was so cold I had to get up and put a coat on. So normally that's thyroid, honey.
Uh-huh.
So I would check that.
Okay?
Because shocks can do that to you. Any kind of emotional, physical, mental shock, anything that makes you kind of go, oh, my God, you know, one of those things, that's enough to make you start producing reverse T3. And that's an epidemic in our country right now.
Yeah. Also, Valerie is an actual doctor. She's a naturopath.
Uh-huh.
And she's extremely good. So if you wanted to ever talk to her about that, you can certainly give her a call.
Okay.
Yep. And my number is 928-301-2131.
All right.
But there's a lot of licensed naturopaths there in Hawaii. And that's one of the 13 licensed states in the U.S. So
uh-huh.
you can find a good naturopath there. You can get a hold of, the Naturopathic Board of Hawaii and, find one that's in your area. There's some excellent naturopathic physicians around, but you do want one that's licensed.
All right.
Okay, and then they know to check for reverse T3 and, you know, to do the...
It's reverse T3, T3.
Yeah, it's called Wilson's Temperature Syndrome. And so most naturopaths are quite familiar with that. And that's one of the ways we get people well, and the other doctors think we're all crazy.
Okay.
You know, so we have a lot of miracles, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's what people think anyway, but really it's science.
So this has nothing to do with... Does this have something to do with adrenal fatigue?
Yes.
Because that's what I treated for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you don't fix the adrenals, nothing else works. Yeah. Yeah, but you have to have the thyroid taken care of, too. You know, the adrenal and the thyroid kind of go hand in hand.
Uh-huh.
If one's down and you don't fix it, then the other one can't be fixed. So,
okay.
You know, and especially with women.
It seems like I fixed the adrenal. We took all these tonics and herbs mm-hmm. and stuff, but... When I go into another episode of stress,
mm-hmm.
something else came back, like vertigo came back, and I still don't know what to do about that.
Try some B-complex vitamins.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, because 9 times out of 10, when you have vertigo that's unexplained, it has to do with your B vitamin issue. And, you know, when you get depressed or you get in shock, then you stop eating the fresh fruits and vegetables, especially during the winter.
Uh-huh.
And B vitamins are destroyed by heat, light, and air, just like C vitamins are.
Okay.
And so anytime you cook your green vegetables, then you're destroying your B vitamins.
I take a Vitamix every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. I eat really well, so I'm trying to hang in there. I've been trying to hang in there.
Well, the problem is every time you get shocked, you're going to go into these syndromes again.
Yes.
Because once you start
producing... And believe me, I get shocked all the time. There's
yeah.
something that... It's always one thing or another, you know, and I try to keep myself in balance with... good food, good thoughts going, and try to keep a loving heart, but it shocks me.
Yeah. Well, and that uses up your B vitamins, so I would say you probably need to have somebody in your state, I would normally say take 200 milligrams of B-complex vitamins first thing in the morning, another 100 at noon.
I would also highly suggest minerals.
Yeah, minerals are very important.
Minerals are really important.
Yeah, especially for your adrenal glands.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, definitely check your temperature. I mean, you can do that without, you know, having to go pay for a visit to a doctor. You just check your temperature, and if you find you're significantly below 98.5 or 98.6, then you already know that you've got the thyroid thing you have to deal with too.
I think whenever I do take my temperature, I can remember years behind.
Mm-hmm.
It was always just like a 97 point something.
Yeah, that's too low. Your enzymes can't.
It's always been like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but see, that's not normal because your enzymes can't function like that. So if you go to a conventional doctor, they'll tell you, oh, it's fine. They don't worry about you until you get down to like 90. You know, then they start thinking about it. But our enzymes function in a very, very narrow range. And so so we've found through the years, through the Wilson's temperature syndrome, you know, through all the studies that have been done and things, we've found that it really helps to have your temperature up to 98.6 or slightly higher.
I think you should be feeling a lot stronger right now.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of energy that's been going into you. Thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ah, that was good.
Yeah, she feels a lot better now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, boy, when she first got on the phone, Steve, oh, my God.
Really?
Ugh. Well, you know, I'm real sensitive to, you know, I'm real empathic, and so I feel what's going on with people, and it's like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
that one froze me out.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's, boy, she's got some difficult stuff to work through, but, you know, the thing is, we all do.
Yes.
You know, we're having to clear things that are not just what's happening in our lives, but what's happening in all of our ancestors. Everything is contained in our DNA.
Hello?
Yes, this is Nick in Costa Rica.
Oh, Nick, how you doing?
Well, okay. I'm a little bit better.
Good, Nick.
I feel a little better, but I don't know. The main problems are the cardiovascular system, you know, from... 5.5 years ago, triple bypass, and irritable bowel syndrome is what they diagnosed. It gives me terrible, terrible times, and then my cold feet.
Right,
I have other
right.
things wrong, but those are the major things.
Right. Nick, last night, actually not last night, but the night before when we were working together, your energy feels a lot better. It's raised at least 2 or 3 degrees at least. You're starting to feel a lot clearer. Are you taking natokinase at all?
Taking what?
Natokinase.
No.
See if you can find that. Would you suggest that, Valerie?
Yeah, the natokinase really helps when you have some kind of a blockage. Actually, it works just as well, if not better. Well, actually better than Coumadin does. And it will cause, you know, increased bleeding and stuff, too. You just can't measure it like you can with Coumadin. But the thing, too, that I'd be concerned about, Nick, is it feels to me like you have some congestive heart failure going on. You taking any medication
I
for
probably,
that?
I know I have some other arteries that I believe they figure are blocked. I think they want to have me do an angiogram again, and I just don't want to do it.
Well, there's a number of things that you can do to help. One of the things is to take CoQ10. Are you taking any of that?
No, but I was recommended to take these drops. What
kind of drops?
The ones that Derek recommended.
I don't know what that would be.
Strauss. Oh, God. I had it written down somewhere, but... I ordered some anyway. They're supposed to work really well. They're out of Canada. Strauss drops.
Hmm. I'm not familiar with that. But I can tell you that if you get some CoQ10, you know, CoQ10 is non-toxic in any amount. It's only toxic to your pocketbook.
Yeah,
but,
I've taken it before a long time ago.
Yeah, I think that would help you a bit. Normally, I tell people to take 100 milligrams 3 or 4 times a day. If you're feeling better, the sooner that you feel better when you take that, that's more indicative of heart stuff. Okay, so like if you feel better immediately when you take that stuff, you know it's your heart. If it takes a couple days, you know, and then you start to feel better, then, you know, it's not, I mean, it's still your heart, but it's not terribly severe. If you take it and you don't feel anything at all, then you know that your heart's okay. But it's a pretty good indicator of your heart health because your heart really needs a huge amount of CoQ10. So that would be the first thing I'd start with. The other thing that can help a lot is cayenne pepper. Make sure you're eating a lot of peppers, unless you're type A. If you're blood type A, then no peppers.
Well, I have a lot of stomach problems, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the question is, you know, what are the stomach problems from? You know, irritable bowel syndrome is different than ulcers. You know,
yeah, I had duodenal ulcers a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
What about turmeric?
Turmeric is really great stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a great antioxidant, but. I mean, you know, I can't really recommend a whole regimen for you, you know, unless you were my patient. But you know, there's a lot of things that you can try. And when you're talking about having decreased circulation in your legs and IBS, you know, the IBS can be caused by the same thing that caused your heart problem. So you can have a thing that's it's actually an angina of the mesenteric vessels, which is really, really hard to diagnose, and it's usually missed. And so they'll call it irritable bowel syndrome when actually it's mesenteric angina. And so then you need to do some kind of a chelation protocol, you know, so that you're clearing out your arteries.
I tried the chelation, and that's when my feet started freezing, and the only thing they can figure is it maybe settled in my feet, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I lost circulation in some of the small vessels because the large vessels, the ultrasounds were okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was diagnosed with PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, all these things seem to follow suit with PTSD, you know, heart mm-hmm. problems, irritable bowel.
Well, yeah, because any time that you have anything that distresses you mentally, emotionally, it's going to end up in your physical body. I mean, that's just the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do have to heal everything on all levels of your being at the same time. And, you know, one of the major problems we have in this day and age with people that are metaphysical is that they're striving so hard to reach higher metaphysically that they don't realize if you don't bring the body up along with it, you'll end up sick or dead, you know, because you can only go so far without all of the cells in your body also vibrating with light.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so it's very, very important to heal everything and go up, you know, baby steps sometimes.
Yeah, I'm taking some Reiki treatments with a friend of mine that's a Reiki master.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps a little, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I'd definitely try the CoQ10 again,
mm-hmm.
And something like natokinase is a good thing. You know, you take that like twice a day, you know, and to replace Coumadin or heparin. But
yeah, I don't take any of that anyway. But
yeah, but you know, the question is, what caused the thing in your legs? Was it some? Since you were doing chelation, I would think that maybe you had some fibrous clots that kind of moved around, or maybe some calcium clots that moved around and kind of, you know, got stuck there, which means you need to continue the chelation, or you need to go in and get it roto-rooted.
What happened is he put it in me too fast in about 55 minutes.
Oh.
By that evening, I ended up in an emergency that evening. My pulse rate was 145, and I was freezing. I couldn't get warm.
Oh, my God.
And chest pain and all that, you know.
Well, usually it takes about 3 hours to put that in.
Yes, I know. And he was in a hurry, and he told me, oh, no. I called him. He said, oh, no, that can't be the chelation that's doing this, you know.
Because it pulls all your minerals out. So what probably happened
really
is your magnesium got pulled out and your calcium, which would make your heart kind of go wonky. You know?
Is there somebody else in Hawaii that you can go to for chelation therapy?
He's in Costa Rica.
Well, I'm in
Costa Rica. Pardon me.
Yeah. I would imagine there is. I might try some acupuncture also.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is, you know, what's your mineral status? Because chelation pulls out calcium and magnesium, and you know, chelation's for heavy metals. And
yeah,
the reason that it works
magnesium, calcium every day, because if I don't, my heart starts skipping beats.
Well, yeah, of course. And then the question is how much of it's being absorbed, because, you know, calcium is very poorly absorbed, and you have to have vitamin C along with it to get it into your bones and to be utilized. And so, you know, there's all kinds of things that kind of play into it. It's not a simple thing. You know, like a lot of people think that they're experts at nutrition, and they want to tell you, oh, just take some calcium, magnesium. It's like, okay, but what's it doing to the rest of your body? You know, how much of it's being absorbed, and what part of your body needs more, what part needs less. You know, all those things have to be considered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess I need to find a good holistic Chinese doctor that I can work with, you know.
Yeah, the Chinese guys are pretty good. What you're looking for is an OMD, which is Oriental Medical Doctor. So okay. Not just an acupuncturist. You need somebody who's
OMD.
An actual doctor. And because, you know, there are acupuncturists, licensed acupuncturists, and then there are OMDs. And an OMD is an actual physician who also uses acupuncture.
Okay.
That but, you know, the other thing, too, is, like, what I'm feeling from you is just, like, resignation. And I guess my question to you, Nick, is how much do you really want to be here?
Well, you know, honestly, I have a 10-year-old son, and I'm almost 60.
Mm.
And that's the main reason why I want to be here. Other than that, if I didn't have my son, I'm ready to go to the other side. Cause,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel it.
I believe very much, you know, how it is, let's say, okay?
Yeah.
As I told Steve, you know, when I was meditating back in the 70s, I had the white light experience, like total bliss and all
mm-hmm.
that, and, you know, it lasted for a while and then went away.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's hard to sustain
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah.
Well, let's get you feeling better. Because if you're feeling better, you know, you wouldn't be so...
Right.
Because what I see that's really hampering your getting better is that part of you wants to go really bad and the other part of you is being held here because of your concern for your son and the love and everything. And so you kind of, you're torn, you know, and so you're going to continue to have problems with this unless you come to the realization of one way or the other.
I'm scheduled for a colonoscopy next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose I should have it done to make sure there's no problem there, although
yeah.
ultrasounds show everything's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's a good idea to have a colonoscopy.
About 3.5 years, yeah.
Yeah, but what I would say is, you know, go back to doing a little bit of meditation and realize why you're actually here, because it has more to do with than just your son. Okay, so if you're
I know that. I mean, I'm disability retired, and I don't. I feel like I've done everything in my life already.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. Well, you know, a lot of us have been feeling that way lately, and it's just because we're just tired of the crap, you know.
Absolutely.
And so you have to come to that state where you go, okay, God, I said I was going to be here, and I'm going to do this, and that's it. But move me up a level because I'm done with playing at this level. And, I mean, I had to come to that myself where I finally went, listen, you know, I am really tired of playing at this level. Move me up.
Right.
And that's what happened. Of course, it changes your whole life, you know, when you do that. But I think a lot of people are feeling so frustrated and so tired of all the BS, and especially with what we're going through in our country and in the rest of the world right now. The light workers are tired. We've all been hanging around. You know, I'm you know, in my late 50s myself, and... You know, it's like I've been waiting my entire life for the show to get on the road, you know, and now it's finally getting here, and we're all going, man, I'm tired, you know, I've been
yeah.
waiting all these years.
Well, I'm 65, you know, and it's been a tough haul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're not alone.
I meet quite a few metaphysical-type people at Unity here in Costa Rica,
mm-hmm.
and that works out pretty well. I've met a lot of good people there. They do Tai Chi and all that. And,
yeah. Tai Chi would be great for you to do.
I think I'll try that. You know, I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, that would be really, really great because it keeps your energy moving. Because, you know, I can feel your resignation, Nick. And, you know, just know that you're not alone. You know, you are far from alone. I bet you every light worker out there that's listening is nodding and going, yep, I'm right there with you. Because we're all feeling the same stuff. And it's okay.
There must be some reason for me to hang on. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, Padre down here told me that I was going to be a healer someday, and I don't know about that. And,
well, we need you.
Well, we could always use another healer, believe me. And
when I was communicating supposedly with my father through Derek, he said, you're going to be there a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You need to eat properly, which I know. I'm trying to do a little better on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, we need you. We really, really need you. And so... My advice to you would be to go into meditation and to see what else there is and to really be honest with yourself about your feelings and, you know, do what I did. I went into my phone booth to the God, which is, you know, the shower, and I said, listen, Prime Creator, you know, I'm tired of this crap. Move me up or take me out. And it was really interesting because the next day things changed drastically. And
yeah, well, I've already said that. I said, whatever is your will,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'll go along with whatever it is.
Well, it's not just the will of the Prime Creator, because you're a portion of the Prime Creator. You know, we all are.
Right.
We're little pieces of that Creator. And so it's what that piece known as Nick has decided to do along with what the Prime Creator has sent you out to do. So it's really a combination. It's a team effort. And so I always ask to be kind of clued into, what do I need to look at next? You know, what's really the most efficient way for me to proceed? And that's when things start changing, and ask for assistance, you know.
It would be nice to know what I really am supposed to do, you know. What was the plan before I came here? You know, what did I agree to?
Sure.
But that's blocked out.
Well, ask for assistance. You have to ask, you know. You know, ask your guide.
I think, pardon me. I'm getting over a nasty cold. I think if you want to take a look at something, your son
mm-hmm.
probably needs you very much.
Oh,
and I believe your wife needs you very much.
Uh-huh.
And the universe needs you very much. And what I would do, what I would highly suggest, is to make an effort, to make an effort. I think what's important to do right now is really get your life together and try to do the best that you possibly can. I think I would start taking natokinase. I would think I would start taking CoQ10. I would take things that I know could heal you in an easy effort. It's not that tough to do. I think the other thing is that Valerie is absolutely on target when she says that you need to create a lot of love for yourself.
I'm suffering so much with this irritable bowel that I almost feel like I don't even want to attend to my heart if I can't get my irritable bowel straightened out, because it's just terrible. You know.
Well,
it's
my suggestion
really
is why don't you take a urine strip and find out where your...
Oh, my pH was 7.0 on my blood test.
It was.
Acid. Yeah.
Well, your blood, but blood's different than the urine. You know, get yourself some pH strips and check your saliva and your urine
right.
First thing in the morning, because you want your pH to be other than 7. You know, in the blood, your pH should be 7.35 to 7.45. So you're a little bit too acidic if it's 7, although that's considered a neutral pH.
I suppose that could have been your analysis. I don't know. I'd have to look back in the paperwork.
Well, you need to do it. I wouldn't worry about what the paperwork says. I would worry about what it says tomorrow morning when you wake up and you take the strip and find out what you have.
Well, and see, here's the thing, too. Your saliva should be alkaline and your urine should be acid.
Mm-hmm.
So if your urine was 7.0, that's water, okay? And so that's not good. That means that your buffering system's working too hard in your body. So instead, and, you know, that points out to a problem if your urine's 7.0. So what you want to do is check your urine and your saliva. Make sure that your saliva is alkaline. Like your saliva 7.0 would be fine. Your urine should be 6.5, you know, somewhere around there, or 6.4 is, you know, 6 to 6.4 usually sometimes gets down to 5. But you want those differences in there, because it has to be that way for the body to be functioning properly. The other thing I would do is maybe consider having a dye study done of your mesenteric arteries, because IBS can be other than IBS, as I said. If you have mesenteric angina, the same thing that happened in your heart that clogged everything up happens throughout your body. So what happens then is, if it clogs your mesenteric arteries, that's what feeds your intestines. And so if you're clogged there, you're going to have terrible IBS. You can lose a lot of weight. You can be in terrible pain. And it comes and goes, and nobody knows what it is. And they don't want to find out. So they just say, oh, you have IBS. When, you know, this is something that's really hard to discover. But if they don't check for it, and if you're not going through it right at the time, they won't find it. If it is mesenteric angina, then none of the treatments for IBS are going to work. Okay, what you have to do instead is you have to treat the arteries. So that, again, that's chelation, that's, you know, increasing the blood flow to your intestines. The other thing, too, that I would check is your spine, because if your spine is out of alignment, especially in the mid-back down to the lower back area, those are all the areas...
lower back problems.
Because those are the areas that actually innervate your intestines. And so there's all those things you have to look at. But that's what I would say. First off, check your mesenteric arteries. You know, make sure you don't have mesenteric angina. But like I said, it's really difficult. You have to go in while you're having the spasms, and then they can find it. Otherwise, they may have a really difficult time finding it. Although, if they do a CAT scan of your mesenteric arteries, they may be able to see if you are calcified, you know, blocked off there. But they have to do it with contrast to see that. Okay? But
yeah,
that's...
like now, sitting here, I have pain in my right side, you know, abdomen.
Well, that's something that's, like I said, they don't check for it because they don't want to. It takes too much effort. And when you're going to a regular physician, and by regular I mean conventional, 9 times out of 10 they're not going to check for that. I can tell you a personal history with this in my family. My father had that, and he lost 50 pounds in 2 months, and he couldn't eat. You know, he'd put something in his mouth and he'd want to barf. And, you know, I went to visit him in the hospital before he died, and he had, like, toothpicks for legs. And I said, oh, my God, you know, what happened to you? And they finally found it. But it took 2 months, and he was in the hospital almost that whole time before they finally figured it out. Well, since then, I've had several patients who have had the same thing, but this is not something that they normally check for. So it's kind of a weird thing, but you know, you got to think about it common sense wise. If
I'll
you have
a hard time in Costa Rica trying to get that done.
Well, yeah, probably. But you know, think about it this way: if you had a bypass, then whatever clogged your arteries up in your heart is also doing the same thing throughout the rest of your body.
Oh, I know. I have problems with my eyes, and I think I probably have a problem with circulation there too. You know.
Are you diabetic?
No.
Because that's yeah. Well, it sounds to me like you really do need chelation, but you got to go to somebody who's not in a hurry because
that's right.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, I'm almost terrified to do it again, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, you can do oral chelation. You know, there's plenty of oral chelating agents out there, and there's also you can get calcium EDTA in a suppository. Also, you know, there's lots of different things you can get nowadays that. You don't have to have it intravenously, and in fact, we found that you can take it orally, and it works just as well.
It works just as well, yeah.
Yeah, and it's way less expensive.
Yeah,
so I check into that stuff.
Very good. Thank you, sir. You should be feeling a lot better. We've been sending you a lot of energy and light, so your energy, as I've been listening, your voice is becoming stronger, so you must feel a little better, don't you?
I hope so.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you
so
much for calling, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Thank you both. Bye.
Thank you. Wow.
Yeah. So many people out there are hurting so bad, Steve.
Yes.
You know, and I get so angry with the medical system because, you know, as you know, I've got 30 years as an RN and ER and ICU and and home health, home hospice and all this kind of stuff. And then I get the brilliant idea to go to medical school. So so I've seen a lot of suffering that's totally unnecessary, and it's because people are too freaking busy. That's the bottom line. You know, and when you go to a conventional doctor, they only have like 7 minutes they have to diagnose you and hopefully be able to help you. And they can't do it in 7 minutes. Not even a genius doctor can do it in 7 minutes. You know, you have to be completely intuitive to be able to do that.
Hello.
Hi, this is Scott from Ohio.
Oh, hi, Scott.
Hi
Scott.
Glad to hear from you all. I'm just wondering if we could do some more clearing. I'm kind of trying to clean up that hacky throat stuff and really get to moving. I'm one of the light workers out here that's very appreciative to be here on the earth at this time. I think it's a great ride, and we're here at one of the most perfect times to ever be on this earth plane.
Yeah, finally, huh?
Yeah, yeah, it's awesome. So I'm really enjoying it and feel extremely fortunate to be here.
Scott, you should be able to feel your gut opening up right now. As a matter of fact, your first chakra just opened up about a second ago. And it's, the energy is coming right through the top of your head. I can feel that. Can you feel that, sir?
Yes, I got a pyramid on my head.
Oh, good.
Scott, have you got something going on, like, right up underneath your left ribs?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I can feel it. You know what that normally is?
No.
That is normally that you are constipated and you've got some fecal material stuck in your intestine. And so if you dig your fingers up underneath your left ribs and massage in there,
right,
that'll help break some of that stuff up and get it out of the way, because right now that's part of your problem.
Yeah.
And you know, it takes intense massage. You really got to dig your fingers up underneath there.
Right.
But the intestines happen to loop up right underneath your liver and right underneath your spleen. So
okay,
this is underneath your spleen, and that's going to cause you to have difficulty sleeping.
Yes.
And it's also going to cause a sluggishness in your blood, because two-thirds of your blood volume is in your spleen at night when you go to sleep. So it's real important for you to, you know, keep that spleen functioning really, really properly. And it also converts your, what they call the fine essence, you know, of your food, the liquid.
Right.
And
yeah,
so it's very important for you to have that area clean. So what I might suggest to you is that you do like a vitamin C flush, you know, where you take so much vitamin C that that it causes diarrhea.
Yes.
And then get your fingers up underneath there and start massaging in there. Or you can do an enema, too. You know,
right.
But it might take a few enemas to get that loose. But you're going to have to massage it because you got a big lump of stuff there.
Okay.
It's interesting that we went right to the gut.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of light in there right now. It's really going to town, so it's really, really good.
Yeah, I feel like... I think that part of this problem started, Scott, because your back's out of alignment, too. And
right. I ride dirt bikes, and so it does tend to...
Oh, so you need to go see a chiropractor.
Well, I get that. I also take care of it from that standpoint. I have people that realign it.
Yeah. Well, check out that, too, because
yes,
that's going to be like lower back
right
type stuff right there.
Yes.
Because if that section of your intestine is not functioning, you know, it's not getting the innervation, then that can cause that problem, too.
You bet. You feel a little better, Scott?
Yes.
Good.
You should feel, move slightly to the right. Move the upper half of your body to the right and stretch out your left hip.
Okay.
Okay. See if you feel like a little pop in there.
Got a pop in my neck.
Well, good. It's got to pop there in order to pop down in the bottom, too, so that's a start. Because I'm feeling like you know, I want to stretch there, something in your mid-back, too.
Right, yeah. Yeah, about 7, somewhere down there.
Yeah, yeah, I'm feeling it. Man, that hurts. Hey, I got enough of my own back problems. I'm going to need yours, too. Yeah, so stretch around, get things limbered up there.
You know what you could do also, Scott, is to get on your all fours.
Yes.
And make pretend you're a cat, you know, move your back up and down, you know.
Right, okay.
That would really help, too.
Yes, yes, I know that technique.
Yeah, do you have any of those things that, you know, the gravity inversion slings, have you heard of those?
I don't have any now, but I have a device that I can inverse some with my back. It's for your abs.
Yeah.
But it actually goes to inverse.
Yeah, I would use that.
Okay.
Because that's going to help you. You got to keep those vertebrae, you know, apart and keep
okay
them plumped up. So make sure you're hydrated. And
yes,
then if you take some chondroitin, then that helps also with hydrating that. But you got to keep your discs as hydrated as much as possible. Also, some magnet therapy would help you.
Chondroitin sulfate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I think your problem in your gut has all to do with your spine.
Can you swim?
Yes, but I don't have access to that.
Is there any way of getting to a pool anywhere along the way? Do you have a YMCA or?
I don't really like the chlorine effect.
Yeah, chlorine's typical.
If
you hang upside down, that's going to take care of a lot of
okay
that for you.
And I do have one of Fred's receptors and. Just wondering if I'm ready for a projector.
How long have you had the receptor?
Oh, I would say close to a year.
Yeah, you'd be ready, yeah.
I do energy work, light work, and just looking for more help and assistance.
Well, one of the things I caution you with, though, with the projector, is make sure you can control your thoughts and your emotions. Because
yes.
if you can't control those right now, then going to a projector could be a disaster.
Right.
Because it'll make your life too chaotic. So so make sure that you can keep an even balance with thoughts and emotions before
yeah.
you move to a projector.
You you do energy work out there?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you seem to be fairly balanced, so I think you have a problem with that.
I also work with a lot of earth energy, grid lines, and mound systems.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What kind of stone do you have in there?
Diamond.
Diamond? Then I would get diamonds for a projector.
Okay.
Yeah. I usually go with what anybody has in the nuclear receptor to use the projectors with the same stones.
How about a master crystal? Do I need to connect to a master crystal?
I think what you ought to do, if you're thinking about a projector, is to stay with a projector for a while. That's a serious piece of equipment. You don't want too much at one time.
Okay.
Like Valerie says, so you can get yourself in a lot of trouble real quick.
Yes.
We had a friend, Valerie and I, in Brooklyn, and who wanted to borrow a projector from us, or from me. And we hemmed and hawed about 2 weeks before I made up my mind to send it to her, and she hasn't even opened it yet.
Wow.
And that's been about 3 months ago. So as ready as she wasn't ready.
Right.
You know, so it's something that if you get it, or she got it, she just wasn't ready to even open the box. So, but if you've had it for a year, you'd be ready for a projector. You just, Valerie says, and we also talked about that on BBS radio a lot, that you have to be really, really balanced.
Yeah, and I've said that. I spoke at Fred's seminar the last 2 years, and one of the things that I found is that you really do have to be balanced. The people who are unable to control their emotions particularly have created havoc in their lives, and it doesn't take but a hot second for that to happen, you know?
No.
So, you know, and Fred will tell you the same thing, you know, that people don't listen to him and that, you know, they think that they're all that, you know, and they can handle the energy, and then they go get the stuff and they don't get any of the protective things to go with it. And then pretty soon their lives are upside down and they don't know what's happened. And basically what I find happens with this, Scott, is that things start to move so fast that most people are not prepared for that. Most people don't want their lives yanked upside down.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's the main thing, you know. If you're gonna do that, be prepared because it will speed things up.
Right. Well, that, you know, working with the earth energies and the mound system, you know, I feel like there's a lot here to do to keep balance. I know a lot of the prophecies tend to want to create things that we've already experienced, and myself, I want us to be free of that and
mm-hmm.
make this transition much more loving and gentle.
Yeah.
And most all prophecies, and Mayan prophecies, Christian prophecies, are not loving and gentle.
Yeah.
But that's their seers, and I think we have an opportunity to program into the same program that they see.
Now, the interesting part about the projector is that it's non-dominational. And I think it's real important to realize that religions don't matter with this. You're
right.
Going direct to the universe.
Right.
And it can become extremely powerful. I remember Valerie and I were talking one day, and this has happened to her as well as it's happened to me, where we'll be working in the room, and the whole room will disappear, and the only thing we're seeing is nature or something on the other side. And we're actually gone. We've disappeared, client and all. Just the whole room clears.
Right.
There's nothing there. You just open up to the complete universe, and you got to be ready for that.
Well, I'm totally ready.
Okay.
Yeah, I've had a couple experiences of seeing other dimensions.
And this will get you there in a big hurry.
Yeah, it's definitely not something that you don't want to be prepared for. And I find most people really do not want to move as quickly as I like to. You know, I mean, I get really bored really quick if things are not moving fast
right.
in my life.
Right.
But and so for me, it's like, yahoo, bring it on. You
right.
know? but you know, a lot of people have like normal lives, and they don't want that to happen. I think that because you're working with the grid energies, you know, you're probably able to handle it a lot better. But I think it's vitally important for you to keep your spine in alignment, because it's going to create a problem if you don't.
Okay.
Okay? Because your energy can't go up and down your spine and help you to work with these grid energies unless it's clear and unencumbered.
Okay.
So it's vitally important, not just for your health, but for your comfort and for the work that you're doing. You know, because that energy, you know, it moves through you when you're doing this stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
So you don't want it blocked.
Yep.
I'm
with you. I appreciate that. I appreciate both of you for the things that you're doing for all of us here in this earth plane. It's awesome that
thank you.
You two have stepped out.
Thank you so much.
And I very much appreciate that from my heart.
Thank you. From my
thank
heart
you.
To your heart.
Yeah, thank you for what you're doing too, Scott.
Absolutely.
Every one of us is needed. Every single one of us. Even the
Absolutely.
People who can't get out there and physically do anything, you're still important.
The transition of 2012 or whatever I saw has given us an opportunity, but I see the shift as a shift within consciousness, not a
mm-hmm.
it's not a pole shift within the earth. So that's how, and that's already occurring.
Yeah.
So that's how I see the transition is a much more
yes.
loving transition, and then when we shift our consciousness, that we're open to the other dimensions, to the other things that are around us. So
yeah.
That's my prophecy, you know, for us, for our future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of the other type of events that everyone tends to.
Well, we certainly send you a lot of love and light, Scott.
I accept it.
Absolutely. Scott, we're going to have to go, buddy. It's already
okay.
6:57. So thank you so much for calling, and give us a call again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Love and light, my friend. Valerie, thank you so much for being on.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Do you want to give everybody your phone number and where you're at and what you do?
Sure. I'm in Sedona, Arizona. My number is 928-301-2131. And again, that's 928-301-2131. If I don't answer, just leave me a message. I will get back to you. I'm traveling around the country doing quantum vortex gatherings with Fred Bell's Andromeda and holographic projectors and lasers and the whole nine yards, and we're connecting people up very firmly with the Christ consciousness grid or unconditional love grid, whatever you want to call it. And basically, that's about it.
Thanks
for having
me
on the show, and Steve's going to be on my show on Tuesday.
Yeah, terrific. Looking forward to it.
So 7 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio. Steve will be there, and we'll be doing some more healings.
Terrific. Valerie, thank you so much for staying.
Thank you, Steve.
You're quite welcome. Love and light, my friend.
Right back at you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye.